KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 23 degrees in Atlantic. We could see some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, skies should be mostly sunny today and a high around 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest area news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the Adams County Sheriff's Department's K-9 unit conducted a traffic stop early Wednesday afternoon on a vehicle traveling 80 miles per hour in a 55 zone. Upon further investigation, Rashawn Lerone Hardy and Matek Daquan Scott, both of Flint, Michigan, were arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. Just before 3 p.m. Wednesday, a vehicle that was reported to have been stolen from the area of 150th and Corning Carl Road was recovered and returned to its owner. On Tuesday, a separate vehicle was stolen from the same area. It was later recovered in the parking lot of the Greater Regional Hospital in Creston. Authorities say the incidents should serve as a reminder to citizens about removing items of value from their vehicles and to keep both their vehicles and homes locked up. Four people were injured Wednesday afternoon during a rollover accident in Council Bluffs. Authorities say the accident happened a little after 1:30 p.m. on southbound Interstate 29 near the Avenue G exit. When Council Bluffs Fire Department paramedics and law enforcement arrived on the scene, they found a Chevy Trailblazer had rolled off the interstate. Four passengers were inside the vehicle at the time of the accident and were transported to Nebraska Medicine, where they were listed in critical condition. As of the latest report, three of the passengers were still in critical condition, including the driver of the vehicle, Conrado Munoz, who is from Nebraska. The fourth passenger was an infant and was said to be in stable condition. Now, the Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit is currently investigating the accident, and they do not believe alcohol was involved. They are working to determine if speed was a factor in the crash. I-29 was closed for about 2 hours on Wednesday. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening recognized several individuals who are leaving their current posts in city government and three people who will be stepping into their new positions effective January 1st. First up, the council recognized former city council person Ashley Hayes, who represented the 3rd Ward for 7 years. And Mayor Dave Jones noted that Hayes has served as a council liaison to the Parks and Rec Board and Landfill Committee, along with the Community Protection Committee. She was recently elected to a seat on the Parks Board as well. And Hayes was 27 years old when she was first appointed to the council.
It's good to see young people get up and, you know, put her foot forward. And she did a lot of valuable stuff that shouldn't go up district. And some people all of it going to officially recognize what she done. And I really appreciate what she did.
The council also recognized Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese, who has served on the fire department for 29 and a half years, with the last 13 as chief. Mayor Jones spoke of Mark's accomplishments.
Over the past 12 years, has maintained volunteer at a very lean and effective organization, protecting the community with 3 full-time firefighters and 34 volunteers.
And McNeese received a wall clock for his years of service. He will remain on the fire department as a volunteer. McNeese will be succeeded as the fire chief by Tom Campbell II, who was voted in by the fire department as chief earlier this month, pending council approval, which he received during Wednesday's meeting.
Mark's done a phenomenal job on the department, and big shoes to fill, and do my best to try to do that.
Campbell, who joined the Atlantic Fire Department in 1998, currently serves as a captain on the department, a position he's held for the past 14 years. Atlantic Children's Librarian Julie Chepkes was recognized by the council Wednesday for her 32 years of service to the library.
Julie started her career as a children's librarian at the Atlantic Public Library on August 17, 1987. She began working in the children's section before there were computers. She has worked under 7 directors. She has kept found with her story time, summer reading program, Halloween haunted houses, a stuffed animal sleepover, many other fun programs for kids. She has become the face of the library as she visited preschools and elementary schools. We appreciate her 32 years of kind and patient service, a lot of great memories and experience she created in children and families of our community.
Like McNeese, she received a wall clock for her many years of dedicated service. Atlantic City Councilman Chris Jimerson and Dana Halder were recognized for their elected service to the city. Jimerson represents the Atlantic First Ward and serves on 4 commissions and or committees.
I'd just like to thank council and city hall and all the departments. I think we got a great town. And if you got a complaint, run for city council.
Halder has served as an at-large councilman for the past 9 years, and he, too, has served on several committees and or commissions. He ran down a long list of accomplishments he's seen over the past 9 years.
I believe the city council has nothing but the best interest in Atlantic when making decisions. At times, we are accused of not listening. This is usually brought up when we have made a decision or ordinance that is unpopular with a certain amount of people.
He said that he feels the council is sometimes not listened to when they ask residents to clean up their property, and Halder got a bit choked up in his closing statement.
Atlantic, to me, is a fantastic place. and I have enjoyed making it the best place we can over the last 9 years.
Grace Garrett will take the place of Halder on January 1st. She narrowly won an election for the at-large seat in November and was sworn in last evening. Jim Behrens will take Jimerson's seat as First Ward representative after having run unopposed in November, and he too was sworn in last night. In the funeral announcements, Frank David Ratzliff, age 79, a native of Lewis and 1958 Atlantic High School graduate, died Tuesday at his home in Manchester. A memorial service with military honors for Frank Ratzliff will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Manchester. Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester has the arrangements. Eldon Bruce Reisgard, age 90, of Avoca, died December 10th. A mass of Christian burial for Eldon Reisgard will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Mark Weedy, age 51, of Audubon, died December 6th. The funeral services for Mark Weedy will be Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Wilma Wyrick, age 94, of Oakland, a former longtime Lewis resident, died December 14th at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Wilma Wyrick will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Lewis Church of Christ. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Rick Anderson, age 58, of Atlantic, died Sunday in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Rick Anderson will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. That's a check of our news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.